Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, that is Blind Divine from the Desire to Destroy album, Time is on Your Side. In case you ever wonder what that song is, it's in fact, I've told this story many times, but it's been a long time. Like, they had like a bunch of songs you could buy for like 10 bucks, 20 bucks, you know, 5 bucks, whatever. And it was the first song to use, and it was the first song that came up, and so, that's what I've always used. Welcome, folks. Welcome. The Washington Post seeks to blacklist libs of TikTok with wildly dishonest story, you know. Looks like WAPO hasn't learned its lesson from the Nicholas Sandman story. Time to call up the attorneys on this one. I mean, they're even trying to say that these mask mandates that they're getting rid of, like, it's racist and da-da-da and all that bullcrap. You know, how can I sit there and be lazy at work and then get fired and then blame my color, my skin? How do I do that? Can someone chime in and let me know? Not saying that all are like that, but there's a lot of people that abuse the system. I mean, I know great Mexicans that bust their ass and work hard, but then I know some that, like, okay, I'm claiming 20 kids. I don't even mind getting exorbitant tax returns. Moms for Liberty is not backing down against the woke indoctrination of America's children. The parents have had enough. It's about time we stand up and fight to this woke ideology. This everything's racist, Black Lives Matter, whatever you want to call that stuff, or what do they call that? Critical race theory. I mean, heck, in England, naked family sex show for kids as young as 5 years old was canceled after backlash. Backlash? You shouldn't even need backlash. You shouldn't be doing a naked family sex show theater production with nudity and stuff, teaching about transsexuality and all this stuff to little kids. Kids need to be kids. Okay, you're 6 years old. Okay, there's going to be times where you think you're a toaster, and it's okay. You know, you don't have to necessarily be a male toaster. You can be a female toaster. You know? Be what you want to be. Lord help us. Chief James Gregg is hoping to unseat Democrat Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who they have these prosecutors that these people in Michigan know, oh, I can do this. This is what I know I can get away with. This is what I know I can do, and they're not going to do a dang thing about it. And there's a bunch of people that are like, okay, you know, let's see what happens, because if you get too many people trying to go up against her, and okay, well, I'm a conservative, so I want this guy. Well, I think he's the, you know, and it's going to divide. Kind of like the libertarian, you know. If Trump, how would he get in if Trump went as a libertarian? So, also, Joe Biden told Barack Hussein Obama he's going to run again in 2024. Dude, he's turning around, shaking people's hands who are not even there. He's like shaking Casper's hand. Hey there, Casper. Hope you're a friendly ghost. He's so fagani, shaking invisible people's hands, but he's going to run in 2024. I'm going to defeat Trump. You're going to defeat Trump? Kamala Harris is having to go to Hollywood to get money from the elitists because their ratings are tanking and no one's supporting this. See, everyone didn't like Trump. All these people didn't like Trump, but they don't support what's going on now. Also, I'm going to get into embarrassment FC and everything, so thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. Just remember, folks, it don't matter if Biden's president, it don't matter if Trump's president, Jesus Christ is king. James 1, verse 2. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Think about that. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. I'm going to tell you a story. My pastor, when he got fired from a job, he just felt led to praise God. Praise God. Now he's got a trike business, BIC Trikes. Check out BIC Trikes on YouTube. Pastor David Moss, he's my pastor. Check him out. BIC stands for Brothers in Christ. You know, no one's perfect. You know, that's why we have the Bible. That's why we need to pray every day. I'm like, Lord, you know, forgive me my sins and iniquities. That's why we, you know, so many people think, oh, I can't go to church. I'm not perfect. If the sign on the door said, come as you are, but I doubt it. Because if we live like that were true, every Sunday morning, we'd be crowded. I mean, we have altar call. I'm like, yep, I go up. Altar call, yep, I need prayer. I mean, there's times where I just go to church. I'm like, I just need to be here. I don't know if you've seen the viral video. It's on Breitbart and a bunch of sites where, hello, this is your captain speaking. Remove the bleeping masks. The mandate's over. Everyone's like, ah, and like, oh, it's great. All these people are like, I mean, about dang time. You think we wanted to wear this crap? We're just as sick and tired as, we're probably more fed up than you are. I'm sure there's some people there are a couple libtards that are like, since I'm forced to wear this crap, I'm going to shove it down their throats. You know, but 90%, 99% of the people in the video are like, thank God, throw them away. And half the masks they had anyways are not designed for infectious disease control. That's the problem. All these people that have all these masks, half of them are like not even, like I have a friend that's been in the medical profession for years until she had medical issues and she can't do it anymore. And she's on disability. She was wearing a fish stocking. I mean, literally like a pantyhose with really wide open. She goes, because masks in a surgical setting, they can help. You know, it's just mainly to prevent back and forth stuff. But, you know, there's no proof they work at all in large settings, like out in the open, public. So, yeah, it's just hilarious. But, oh, that video is just great. And it's nice. People are done with this. As much as they're going to try, I mean, even in Michigan when it was like lockdown central, I mean, I'm telling you what, people would walk up to the store, put the mask on right when they got inside, and then they would do their shopping. As soon as they got walking out that door, right off. Why? Because I'm Governor Whitmer, and oops, I don't have a mask on. Oh, well, I mean, you need to wear one. I mean, I'm not wearing one. I mean, you need to stay in your house. You need to not go anywhere. I know my husband got caught putting our boat on the lake. I know. I mean, you know, we're doing whatever we want to. Yeah, you're not supposed. We need to find out who saw him put the boat in the water because he was not supposed to be out. He's supposed to be locked down. People have been tired since day one of, oh, Dr. Fauci, you need to wear a mask. And then he's at a Washington Nationals baseball game sitting next to two chicks with a mask down. Not even doing what he, well, because 2 weeks before, even a week and a half before, the week before, he's like, before all this crap, he's like, you know what? Masks don't work. They don't. Everything, because if you cough into a mask, guess what? That mask is full of all the germs that you just coughed or sneezed. And then you're breathing that crap back in. They're not, everything that we claimed about the mask being bad, oh, Dr. Fauci was all into that. He was right there with us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, Lord. But it's crazy because, I mean, has the Washington Post not learned their lesson from the Nicholas Sandman story? Dude, I don't know how these places can keep doing it. I don't know how. I mean, you know they're not, you know they're owned by somebody big, whether it's China or somebody, Russia. These places, I mean, they're going to get stuck. I mean, they're trying to take these, and there's a reporter that's supposedly going to expose who the person that is behind the libs of TikTok. That person should be thrown in jail. I mean, well, what she needs to do is she needs to be like some of these people on Facebook, like Jamal and stuff like that, you know. Hey, I'm out here in Washington, D.C. with this thing. It's sad that not many people are here. Oh, I've been threatened by Black Lives Matter. They threatened my life. I don't care. I'm not going anywhere. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. Oh. Isn't that nice? Threaten me. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be right here. And that's what it is. I mean, they need to come out and say, I'm not going anywhere. I'll tell you who I am. You're going to expose me. You know, for people that want to, we need to sit there and try to take away the Second Amendment right. You have more states becoming constitutional carry states than any time in our history. I mean, every state should have been constitutional carry in the first place. Why would you not want a law-abiding citizen having a gun? No law is going to stop a criminal from getting a gun. Look, we've had people that have been deported like 10, 15 times. A guy with a gun would have made it worse. So you're telling me if a guy comes in and shoots up a bank, a cop, it's going to make it worse? Who said anything about a cop? I said, you said a guy with a gun would have made it worse. I didn't say it didn't have to be a cop. Most people who own guns shoot on a regular basis to keep up. But the limbs of TikTok Twitter account, you know, and stuff like this, they're threatening to expose all this crap expose who it is and all this crap, and they're making up stuff. They can't argue anything, so they gotta make up. They can't, you know, they gotta cry and whine and complain and piss and moan and, you know. What people don't realize is nowhere in our history of Earth has anybody on planet Earth have the people who have been for trying to silence a group of people been on the right side of history. I mean, they haven't. I want to know that for as long as I'm alive, my niece, Robin, can live in a free country. I want to know I can live in a free country, and I will fight to live in a free country. You ain't going to censor me. You ain't going to shut me down. What I think is really funny is, hey, isn't that funny? Hey, you want an electric car there, liberal? Good luck. You're going to have to buy one from Tesla. Have fun. Have an electric car from Tesla. That's right, folks. You're going to save the environment, or you're not? I don't know what to do, because the founder of Twitter, I don't even know what I'm saying. I mean, I wanted an electric car, but the Tesla founder, he wants to buy Twitter and make it like, make them have those hateful conservatives on there. We're going to go back to having mean tweets from Trump and the dollar gas. I know we are, and I don't know what to do. It's going to hurt my neurodivergent side of me. I'm a neurodivergent toaster, and it's gonna freeze up my coils in the back, and I will stop working. If you've watched Terrence K. Williams, and he has the videos of people that are like neurodivergent, and these people that like make no sense. Yeah, I'm neuroqueer. Yeah. And every once in a while, I try to throw something like that in there that makes no sense. It's like a lot of those videos that they have. Oh, it's funny, but it's not, because, like, you know, it's sad. Oh, yeah. Yep. What do they do? Do they support Elon Musk and get their electric precious car? Or do they not? I don't know what to do. I can't support Elon Musk, but I gotta save the environment. What do I do? Maybe there's a real option. Maybe global warming is BS. But it doesn't mean you just trash this country. It doesn't mean you just trash a nation. Global warming, because people think that this global warming is just going to all at once, and all of a sudden the polarized caps are just going to all melt all at the same time, and we're all going to flood. North and South Poles and water at one point in Earth's history, dude. If the seawater starts rising, people will just move inland more. It's not a crisis. It's not like a one-day thing. It's like, we got 24 hours. I mean, it's nice that they're building like tanker ships that will go on the sea that will just... Okay, because there's huge areas and they're floating plastic, and it just sucks up all the plastic, and then they can make stuff out of that. That's cool. I support that. Wow, I'm a conservative that supports cleaning up the oceans. Wow, what a concept. You don't have to believe in the global warming narrative to not want to make a better Earth. They have glasses that you can get that 100% made from the recycled plastic from the sea. All the plastics they see, they recycle that, and they make glasses out of them. Sweet. I support stuff like that. You know, you can not believe in the global warming BS, but hey, I wanna clean up my neighborhood and clean up the oceans and the rivers and stuff. It's nice to see people like Moms for Liberty not backing down on this woke indoctrination. How they have like they're trying to push like CRT in like math. Okay, you got 20 brothers and you got one white dude. What's the probability that one of those 20 brothers are going to get a job? Do the math. The answer is zero. Why? Because they're being brought down by the white man. That's what it is. This is critical race math. I'm your teacher, Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, sorry, folks. They gave me the wrong pill. So I was taking not the female hormones, but the male hormones. That's why. But I'm back on track. But just so, so you know, you can't accomplish anything. Don't worry. You can't do it. I mean, I'm a billionaire and I'm a woman. I got tons of mansions, but you can't do anything. Let's get back to critical race math. They're trying to indoctrinate kids instead of bringing this nation together. They want to divide us. Kind of like, while you fight, they win. See, this government's like a magician. Don't look at the, they want you to look at the right hand or left hand. Don't let them. Don't let them. Don't let them look at, because they want to take the watch off your wrist with their left hand while you're, well, they're having to look at the right hand. And that's what people don't realize. They want us fighting and arguing, pissing, moaning, complaining while they're just spending away. I mean, they spend so much money. Why do I have to pay taxes if they just want to, they're just going to put their stimulus bill in here? It's ridiculous. But these, oh, don't worry. I cannot tell you how many four-letter expletives I've been called because I actually cannot support, since I don't support Black Lives Matter, I'm like, oh, Terrence K. Williams, I love the man. I'd love to meet the dude someday. From the Foster House to the White House? Yes, sir. Can the American dream happen? Yes, it can. He's living proof. From the Foster House to the White House. It's hard to read that book. It is hard to know what life he's, where he came from, where they would eat, where they, like a lollipop was like a steak dinner to him. Because they didn't have. Not today. They want you, I support someone like him, but that's, I'm racist. Okay. Clarence Thomas, I wish we had a Supreme Court of nothing but Clarence Thomases. Nope, I'm racist, but I support him. Oh, I'm racist because I don't like Hussein Obama, but I support a Ben Carson, or, you know, a ton of black people. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry. There's no critical race theory in math. No. We're not indoctrinating your kids. No. No. Disney's not doing that. No. Yeah, their Disney Plus is tanking. But, I mean, if you were on Twitter's, if you were on Disney Plus's ship, if you were on CNN Plus's ship, if you were on, let's just go with those two, CNN Plus and Disney Plus cruise ships, if they were cruise ships, you wouldn't be able to get onto a lifeboat fast enough. You would die from it sinking. They're going in the toilet. Twitter, hopefully, it's going to get turned around because Elon Musk, but Netflix is losing, like, they're expected to lose, like, 2+ million subscribers because they're so anti-religion, they're so pro-Democrat, they call it, what is it, like, Obama Flicks, because he has documentaries on there. And most Christians, if they want to get entertainment, they'll watch Pure Flicks. I've just never gotten into stuff like, I don't know, it's like $9, but it's like whatever, $10, $11, that's $11. And we cut the cord, and I've never been happier. I mean, I love watching Barney Miller. I love watching Welcome Back Hotter, you know. I love watching Knight Rider, all those chips, and it's free. I mean, like, first of all, what I hate is when you go to a mall or you go to the Sam's Club or whatever. How you doing, sir? I'm all right. So I ask you, what do you do for cable? Cable? Well, I cut the cord, dude. I use a satellite dish called an antenna. Satellite dish called, yeah, it's an antenna. Yeah, I've cut the cord. I don't have that How many channels you get? Well, I get about 40. What? Yeah, the deck is 4 minutes. I'm like, but, well, considering like 3 of the channels I watch almost exclusively, I get through an antenna for free. I mean, granted, I wish I got USA Network because they have the Premier League and stuff like that. I'm going to see if there's a way, even if I can pay like $3 and get that, whatever. Other than that, you know, in like the NBC Sports, where they would have like some IndyCar racing and stuff like that. Other than that, I don't miss it at all. I love having the antenna. It's the greatest. It's awesome. You know, I'm actually looking at possibly in the near future having Tyler the Antenna Man do a review of my area and see if I can get an even better reception, because I have a decent one now. But see if I can get any better, you know. But it's just this world we live in. They try to indoctrinate. That's why I hated back in the day all these shows. You know, it's like, there's no hope with dope. You know, and it's sad when you see these TV shows that there's no hope with dope, and you look at Irvin Rosenfeld, and he's like, oh yeah, since 1982, he was getting medical marijuana. When Ronald Reagan just said no, what was Irvin Rosenfeld doing? He's getting medical marijuana, paid for by your tax dollars, smoking 10 joints a day from Uncle Sam. As I've heard, growing now in Mississippi, it was grown at the University of Mississippi, but now I've heard it's grown in Canada, but still, they freeze-dry it. It's nuts. You know, it is 420. If you didn't know, and if you don't know what 420 is, there were some people in Mendocino County who, that was the time they would smoke cannabis. And when they wanted to go smoke it, so you want to go 420, and it just became a nationwide thing. Now people... It's the National Cannabis Holiday, you know. Our Constitution is written on hemp paper. Not many people know it. It's way better for the environment, way better for less chemicals, less pesticides. You get way more usable product. Band-Aids out of it, you wouldn't need antiseptics. It's automatically antibacterial in the plant itself. Wow, a conservative that's pro-cannabis? Yes, sir. Some of these states where they use it and they allow it, they have opioid abuses down 100,000,000%. The problem is I know a lot of people in states where they can get it and use it. The problem they have with it is, oh yeah, that's right, yep, we don't allow it. So, like, if you test positive, then we have to let you go. And that's the problem they're dealing with. Okay, so what am I supposed to do, per se? Because if I smoke today, in a week, if they test me, it might show positive. Well, guess what? I only do it on my own time. It's at home. It's for medicine. And that's where we're at. And it's taken... Now, I know there's, I've talked about this before, where since it's, if they ever legalize it, guess what, like federally, then you could buy stuff with credit cards, and then it'd be one step closer to getting rid of currency altogether, because that's what I think the end goal was, to try to get rid of currency. It's just amazing, you know. That's what's funny when I have people like, you're a conservative, yeah, but like when I support those eyeglass frames that are made from 100% recycled plastic and from the ocean and all this stuff, and I'm like, they don't get it. Like, what? You're a conservative. Like, well, don't you want to clean up the ocean? You don't have to be anybody special to say, hey, I don't want to have a dirty ocean. I don't want to go swimming in a city full of plastic, basically a floating city of plastic. You know, it's just funny that the fascists call us fascists, and I just love it when I sit there and I'm like, pro cannabis and stuff, because, you know, what? Huh? Yeah. Apple's founder, Steve Jobs, used it. Irvin Rosenfeld still uses it. And I think Elvie Mashika is still alive, and she uses it. It's the epitome of hypocrisy and stupidity. Who's your supplier? Uncle Sam is my supplier. The federal government. And most people can't believe it. You know, like, wait a minute. Because there are people who have called the cops on her. She's like, hey, you know you can't smoke, ma'am. It's illegal. We're going to have to arrest you. I'm a medical marijuana patient through the federal government. And there are cops that have, like, here's this number. Go ahead and call them. And it's a well-known program, the investigation of the new drug program, and like the Department of Justice won't discuss it, and go to the FDA. No one will talk about it because it's easier to stir the pot. They don't want to stir the pot. It's easier just to deny. Like they try to get these people. They won't shut up. Like, hey, this is bullcrap. I've been getting it for 20 years, 30 years, And there's a difference between having a beer and having 50 beers. There's a difference between, okay, I'm going to have a shot of whiskey for like, because I know people that do a shot of whiskey every night. And when I mean a shot of whiskey, it's a shot's worth of whiskey, and they're never sick. They never have a problem. And it's one of those where there's a difference between having a shot's worth and having like a bottle's worth. You know, there's a difference between, okay, I'm going to do 3 hits of cannabis until I have no pain. And the people that, guess what, man, this is like 5 trillion milligrams of THC, and I'm going to eat this whole candy bar, and I'm going to have all kinds of major problems. Because I'm going to... No. There's a difference. There's a right way and a wrong way. And, you know, you can't be middle of the road. You can't be someone like me that, hey, these glasses are amazing that they make out of 100% plastic that was taken from the ocean that was just floating. Wow, you can't support that. And why can't I support? Why can't I want to clean up my ocean? You know, I have liberal friends that don't believe in the vaccine. It's not liberal or conservative thing. It's just, sorry, we're not going to be controlled. We're not going to run our lives. If your mask works so well, then you're not going to get the virus from me, because how can I spread the virus to you? I mean, I in the very beginning, I saw more people freaking out about getting the virus who were vaccinated and who were wearing masks and everything. You're going to kill us all because you're not vaccinated. Well, how am I going to kill you all? And this is when they were telling me that the vaccine would get us back to normal. Are you kidding me right now? You're trying to convince me that you're going to die because I'm not vaccinated, when you shouldn't be able to get the virus from me because you have the vaccine. You know how ridiculous that sounds? But then again, they've gone from, I got my vaccine, we can do this, come on all, to, I got the booster, we can do this. I wonder how many boosters it's going to take for the average person to go, wait a minute here. What the heck? Or will they ever come to their senses? Will they ever go, wait a minute here? Okay, the first 2 shots were supposed to end it all. Now you're going to tell me? It's sad. It's sad. They don't question anything. They need to. I mean, I was watching a video the other day where they've supposedly found 1 ounce gold eagles that weigh the exact amount and everything. They're getting them so percent, they're counterfeits, to where, okay, let's put this on the scale, and they're having to find other ways of proving it's real, because it's, hey, it's got plated, it's plated, it looks, it weighs the right amount and everything. And now they're coming out with testers that you put the coin in, and when you shut the thing, it will read the metal content in it to see, and it's, and they're getting them, they're very expensive, but they're getting them very accurate, so that, because people are counterfeiting stuff, and it's like, now we have to do, okay, well, that, there's ways to tell a counterfeit from a real one. Now the counterfeits are getting so accurate that it's like, it's almost impossible to distinguish. Just like this, you know, the vaccine was supposed to end it all. Now we need more and more and more and more. It's understandable. Okay, yeah, well, look at this gold coin versus this gold coin. Yeah, they, it's, I can show you why this one's fake, and I'll show you how I can tell. Now the coins are so, so exacting to where it's very hard to tell. You know, in the beginning, people just went off what they said. Well, once you get the vaccine, it's, you're golden. You're good. That's what's always perplexed me. The people that still complained about, we're all going to die because you're not going to get the vaccine. Well, how are you going to, okay, if you should be saying, well, I guess we're only vaccinated people are going to survive because everyone else is going to die because they're all going to get the virus. And I tried to find the videos where Dr. Fauci said, well, the best thing you can do, if you've had COVID, if you've had the flu for 12 days, you don't need the vaccine for the flu shot. You got the best inoculation possible. The flu itself. But that's, you know, people need to wake up. And turned around and shook the hand of no one there. But he's told Obama, Osama Obama. I had all kinds of names for Hussein Obama, Osama Obama, all kinds of stuff. I'm going to run again because I'm going to defeat Trump. Buddy, you need to be in a dementia wing in an assisted living community. You are so far gone, it's not even funny. I worked in the assisted living community and the continuing care community for 17 years around people from dementia, severe dementia, to where they had someone with them 24/7, 365. Because they would go up to a buffet, grab food, go to a table, put the food down, get up and go to the buffet, get food, go to, and do that like 7 times. They would just wake up at random in the middle of the night and just go walk into someone's room, not even realizing what they're doing. And they'd have someone 24/7 with them at all times. I know, I've had people before try to tell me, when in the assisted living community have you, what type of home care, assisted living, dementia training have you had? Where have you worked? I did it for 17 years. I know all the telltale signs, and let me tell you, that dude is, I've seen people that didn't even know what day it was. But if you talk to them, hey, what did you think of that Cubs game? Oh, man, that ninth inning was horrible. Oh, it was bad. Da, 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 da. You walk around the corner. You go into the kitchen from one side and you go out the other side to go to the front desk to ask somebody something. And then he's walking down the hallway. And they'll go, man, what'd you think of that Cubs game? He won't even remember. He just talked to you about that. But you would never, if you didn't know, you would never even know it. You would never, I mean, and then things happen. I know what I'm seeing. And it's just sickening. Ain't no way he's gonna run in 2024. How's he gonna They're going to have to cheat to win again. Kamala Harris is having to go to Hollywood to try to raise money because the country is falling apart and the average Joe can't afford. The shelves are empty. That's because people are buying. Yeah, they're buying and hoarding. They're buying as much of this non-perishable stuff that they can. That way, if it lasts 5 years, great. I got 5 years to use it, and it's cheap. Might as well buy it when it's $4 because it might be $10 in 3 weeks. I'm just saying. I mean, these Democrats' support is tanking faster than the Titanic did. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. They'll go to Hollywood to get money. I'm a billionaire. I don't have to worry about stuff. I've got money. Yeah, for the actual people that want to work for a living and not just get a government COVID check. Yeah. Let me tell you. You ain't doing a good job. I know so many people that use big trucks. And they're dying. I know places that are going to 4 10-hour days because they can't afford with gas prices. And like 4 10-hour days, most kitchens I've been in, heck, you work 12 hours a normal shift. 15 or more is like anything over 12 is usually like an extended shift. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Thank God we got people standing up against, like, the naked family sex show for 5-year-olds and kids is that young. I love there's tons of predator groups out there that get on Grindr, Tinder, whatever these sites are. I don't know what the heck these apps are. And they're like a 12-year-old girl or 14-year-old boy. And they get so many hits from people wanting to meet. And then when they meet up, they realize, hey, we're from Arizona Predator Watch. What are you doing here? Who are you? We know who you are. You don't need to know. Yeah, the person you thought you were here to meet, that 13-year-old boy, I'm that boy. Now, we can do it the easy way or the hard way, and there's one guy from Texas. He takes him up front, and you get on this speaker, and you tell him what you're here to do. This boy, this kid right here, this 22-year-old, is here to meet a 12-year-old boy. Oh, people try to, dude, you ain't going anywhere. We know what you look like, so we staked out the parking lot to see what car you got out of. We've already got your license plate. This is your license plate, right? Because we're turning it in. So if you try to leave, we're going to turn this into the police. We've got all, because like the chat logs they have with some of these people, all it takes is look at the chat log. Most chat logs they have violate federal law, and they meant to show up. It's illegal to converse sexually with someone that you believe to be under the age of 18, whether they are or not. Yeah. But let me see where we're at, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, for a viewer around the world. Thank you so much. No matter, you don't have to live where I live in America. Stand up. Stand up for your freedoms. Never let someone borrow money like I can't. Oh, he's going to pay me back. And then you go through heck and high water to try to the money back that the guy borrowed. And doesn't matter. I don't mind giving you money, man. So I'm going to get into the latest on Embarrassment FC news. Yeah, Embarrassment is when your captain does not even do a press conference, a post-match, like, interview. When your captain basically is the reason why you're down with a back five. See, the whole point of the back five is park the bus. You're basically trying to keep the other team from scoring, and then you nick a goal on the break. We're going to play a call, park the bus. It's very simple. You try to score very quickly, and then keep your opponent from scoring. It's the easiest way to waste 90 minutes. It's what you try to do. You try to frustrate your... You try to score on the break, and then once you get the lead, you try to use your total defensive pitch players to try to keep them from scoring. But within 4 minutes of a match, with five in the back, Liverpool easily scores. Oh, my Lanta. It was embarrassing. If you see when Liverpool scores and you see Mark Goldbridge's reaction, woo! Oh, jeez. There I go, and Salah, man, I'm telling you what, dude. Not even, oh my, it was an embarrassment. Salah, I mean, it's when you have Ralph Rangnick basically say you need to fire the whole dang team. They're a joke. Except for maybe Paul Pogba and Ronaldo and De Gea. I don't know if I would keep anyone else on that pitch. You get people pissing and moaning. Because, you keep hoping and Donny. Well, did he even get a shot under Ollie? Is one of the biggest problems that this club had. Because, okay, he's going to get a big budget to try to turn the team around. Well, who's going to go play for a unproven ex-legend? And yeah, he's a legend. I'm tired of, okay, David Beckham is a legend at the club. Would I want him to come and be a manager? No. I will take an ex-player at the club if they've done the job. Okay, yeah. He's the director of football for Bayern Munich, and he has scouted, and look at the players he's brought in, and look at what he has done. In 10 years, this is what he's done at Bayer Leverkusen, and then he went on to Bayern Munich, and he's gone on to Newcastle United. We're looking at him as what he has done in that role, not as the player, but as the assistant coach. He's been on two teams as an assistant coach that have made all the way to the Champions League and won the Champions League final. Okay, there you go. No, not United. Look at what Ali's done. I mean, supposedly, the scouting director, the guy that does the scouting, he's been fired. There's been some players fired, you know, up in and stuff's. I think I can't wait because I think Ten Hag's gonna. I hope he comes in there and heads roll. Now, what they need to do is they need to sit there and okay, this is what I want. These are some players that I want to see some hidden talent. I want to see some players that come in. Okay, here's $70 million. Get me three players with $70 million that are going to turn heads. Don't look at the Declan Rice. Don't look at the Nunez. Give me three players at $70 million bucks that are going to turn heads. That may not be that may be a hidden talent. We don't have the ability to make mistakes. We can't make mistakes. We can't like Ralph Rangnick said. Look at all these other teams. We have players that are continuously getting injured. Well, they're not getting injured at Liverpool. They're not getting injured at Man City or Newcastle. You know, it's nice to finally have a manager that's coming out saying what he's saying. That, like, okay, it's incredible. And to see the guy that's the scouting director basically gone. There's a guy that I work with, and he comes in all the time, and oh, it's awesome. And he sits there, and we talk about football a lot and different things, and he's a Leicester City fan, and he's like, I'm like, how you doing? I said, dude, after the embarrassment of yesterday, it's nice to see some things possibly changing at the club and going in the right direction for a change. And, you know, I hope, like I said, give me $70 million, give me $70 million and get me three players. Don't get me one guy that's going to sell you millions in T-shirts. One ankle sprain and you're done. One ankle sprain and you're done. You know, I want to have, we gotta get conditioning because you have so many people that are injured. We need to have someone that can come onto the pitch barring any injury, barring something unforeseen, that can play for 3 years and play 90% of the matches. Because you look at United. Edinson Cavani's good when he's healthy. He is. He can be good when he's healthy. But like Scott McTominay, I'm sorry. Bye-bye. Jadon Sancho. Mark, you need to get... I don't know who... And I'm sure... I mean, like Harry Maguire should never be putting on a shirt ever again for that club. That dude should never... I'm like, if I was Ralph Rangnick and I was Ten Hag, I'd be like, okay, I don't care what you have to do. He's not going to be on that pitch. I don't care. He can piss and moan all he wants to. He is not stepping foot on that pitch again. When you have people like Roy Keane that says, what happened to my club? What happened? Because that's what Roy Keane used to do. He used to take off his shirt, rip out his heart, and put his jersey on. You're at Old Trafford. 10-0. 10-0. You're going down. Now it's like, okay, remember you ever saw the old Disney film Mighty Ducks where the guy was afraid to get hit by a puck and he's the goalie and he just like get out of the way? That's how it seemed. Our captain caused a back five and in 4 minutes into the game, Liverpool scores. Are you freaking kidding me? It's ridiculous, but don't... And it's nice to see that I think things are going to turn around and we're going to start. I think this is, they're going to start doing something. They got to, hey, I'll take this club. And that's the thing. Those owners want to make crap loads of money, have us competing and contending for titles. You have us competing for Champions League and for Premier League titles and getting first or second, guess what? The value of that advertising on the shirt can go up. I mean, even Bruno Fernandes of late's been crap. Some of these, I mean, the problem I've seen, and this is the players themselves in terms of, okay, they have not improved. Okay, Bruno Fernandes and like Jadon Sancho should be getting better, not stagnating. And they're relying on the people above them saying, okay, yeah, I'm a professional player, yeah, but you're the guy coaching us. It's kind of like if you sit there and you play drums your whole life and then, hello, my name's, you know, Joey Bassano, and I'm a professional, and you want to take lessons from a guy that's way better than you are, and he's going to show you some things. And you sit there and you're like, wow. And that's, you know, there's always going to be someone better than you. And it's just like, I think you're finally going to see a big clear out. And I mean, we need to, it might suck, but except for Ronaldo, Pogba's 99.999% going, he's basically leaving. If, you know, Pogba, Ronaldo, and De Gea are about the only three people I want at that club. Everyone else can go. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. You know, it's just Alex Telles. He's decent when he's healthy. When he's not, it's just sad. I mean, Eric Bay should have played yesterday. He should have started. I don't know. There's just a lot that club is in so much turmoil, and it's nice to see that I think they're starting to clear out some people and say, hey, I want to turn this club around because you're going backwards, not forwards. Yeah, people are tuning out because it's not the glory days anymore. You got to do something. It's going to be interesting, you know. Paul Torres, we've been linked to so many people. I want to see some surprise signings, some people that are going to do some, hopefully, some under the table stuff. Like, okay, I've never heard of this guy. What the heck? Oh, he's a amazing talent. He's from Italy or whatever, and he's decent, and he's played, and he's done. Okay. Instead of spending $50 million on the one player that ends up tanking. Just remember, folks, that the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.